Hey, good morning, everyone. We want to welcome you all to the new Willits California Conservation Corps Mendocino Center, located. Located in Willits, California. My name is John Button, and I have the pleasure of serving as a district director overseeing the Mendocino Service District. We are excited to have all you here to celebrate this special occasion as we officially mark the opening of the newest CCC Residential Center. Over the past couple of months, our core members and staff have worked very hard to transition from our previous location in Ukiah, California, where we spent the better part of 30 years serving our service area. Just like moving into a new home, it takes time to adjust and work through all the new systems that come with a new home. Before we move forward, I have some housekeeping items I need to share with you. Water and restrooms are located in the multipurpose room right behind us. Restrooms in there, first aid kits, and we also have some coolers back here with water in them. If we need to evacuate the premises, we will all exit through the front of the facility where you guys came in. Like I said, we have first aid kits. Just ask anyone in the blue, the brown pant, or the, sorry, the blue pants and the brown shirts. We have our core members and staff ready to assist. And at this time, I would like to ask that you silence your cell phones or portable devices. After our program, there will be a ribbon cutting and then refreshments that will be served by our culinary program in the multipurpose room. At the same time, we will be providing escorted tours around the center for anyone who's interested. Please listen for further announcements as we enjoy today's festivities. At this time, it's my honor to introduce VFW Post 1900 Color Guard.
Colors. Present. Arms. Ready. Shoot. Color guard. Retreat.
Okay, at this time, please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation.
Thank you. This time I'd like to call up our Chief Deputy Director, Sloan Vilo. Thank you, Sloan.
All right, good morning, and what a morning. I am Sloan Viola, the CCC's Chief Deputy Director. Welcome to all of our friends of the CCC, and I'm so glad to see so many new friends here in the audience with us today. Regardless of whether you're a new friend or an old friend, we thank you for spending your time today to come out and see this brand new CCC Mendocino Center. This has been, pun a little intended, a journey. When the CCC first conceived of this center, we were ecstatic. But as the complexities, and let me assure you there are many, presented themselves, there were days where we asked ourselves, how are we going to make this dream of our new center happen? And so much of what it took was to simply not stop believing. We are here today because of the determination and vision of one of our biggest believers in a new CCC center, our director, J.P. Patton. J.P. couldn't be here today because he's on the other side of the world, building a bridge that will link the CCC and the core movement to other countries that are just getting started with their core programs. By bringing more people to the mission of transforming the lives of young adults and the communities where they live, we are shaping a brighter future together through the power of service.
Hey everyone, hope you're having a really great celebration out there for the opening of the Mendocino Center. I wish I could be with you to celebrate as well, but I'm sure you're having a great time. I just want to extend my congratulations and thanks to everyone who had a hand in bringing this to life. To our friends over at CNRA, Secretary Crowfoot, Amanda Martin, all of our partners there at agency, thank you so much for believing in this vision. Our friends at DGS and the Department of Finance, I know you see too the great things we can do here at the CCC and how transformative these beautiful spaces are. So thank you for helping us all along the way. To CCC leaders, past and present, former directors, Dan Millsap, thank you for this beautiful, beautiful place. To our elected officials and tribal partners as well, thank you for joining us in community and in spirit. And I know you see how important places like this can be. And we look forward to future collaboration with you. And finally, to the CCC leaders at the Mendocino Center, John, Kathy, Noah, Lori, Tony, all the C1s, and of course, the core members as well. Welcome home. I hope you enjoy the space. To the CCC, thank you for all that you do to change and transform the lives of young people day in and day out. Have a great celebration.
The opening of the CCC Mendocino Center is a huge part of the CCC's strategic plan to assure that through commitment to service, all of California's young adults can set out on a clear and defined path to stable, purpose-driven careers and education. And in the CCC, we're doing that in five key areas, which we call our trails. We have creating a core for all, making sure there is access for all, developing career pathways that are dynamic and relevant, building tomorrow's core today, and simply making the CCC an even better place to work. Just looking around us this morning, and later this afternoon when you take a tour of the new Mendocino Center, you're going to see that this fabulous location perfectly walks all of these trails. We can't wait to see the benefits it brings to this community and to the core members who come from all around the state to get the paid training, leadership skills, and life experiences that open new doors for them. Like I said earlier, it's been a journey, one that started back in 1985 when we started the CCC Ukiah Center half an hour down the road from here in an old church compound. A few years later, we moved to an old dairy farm owned by the Mendocino County Office of Education. And nearly 30 years later, in 2022, we received authorization to break ground on this site. After $76 million well-spent dollars and 3 years of designing, planning, and building, we've moved in. Woo! Thank you. There are 60 core members that now call this place home, and we intend to scale up to 100 or so in the next few months. You may be wondering how the CCC could possibly take 100 young adults and put them on a defined path to purpose-driven, meaningful careers. Let me share with you how the California Conservation Corps will transform lives, serve the community in Willits, and steward the resources and beautiful landscapes of Mendocino County. For one, our wildland firefighting partnership gives Corps members the skills needed to meet the minimum qualifications to become a seasonal firefighter with CAL FIRE. They'll also do fire fuel reduction, the physically exhausting work of cutting down trees and removing overgrowth that feeds wildfires. This important work makes our communities less vulnerable to the kinds of firestorms that we've seen in Lake County, Paradise, Altadena, and Palisades. This training and experience will lead to forest management careers with state parks, CAL FIRE, the U.S. Forest Service, and others. Some of the more unique training offered at the CCC Mendocino Center includes habitat restoration. It's fascinating and important work in nearby creeks and streams to increase the likelihood of survival for California's steelhead and salmon. It's the kind of experience sought by Fish and Wildlife, nature conservancies, and parks and recreation. Also, we have a culinary program overseen by a former restaurant chef. These core members earn industry-recognized certifications through the important work of cooking daily meals for their fellow core members, and that puts them on the path to becoming commercial cooks. The opportunities for youth at this new center and at the 24 other CCC centers across California are nearly endless. And you won't have to take my word for that. We'll hear later in the program from core members who are here to share some of their experiences since enrolling in the CCC. But first, I want to recognize some very critical partners and supporters of the California Conservation Corps. Please give a CCC-style welcome, you know what I'm talking about, where we let you know we mean business, and that kind of welcome, to Dan Millsap, our former Deputy Director of Capital Outlay, who had the vision and determination to deliver a state-of-the-art facility that the CCC, and in fact the state of California, has not seen. Dan, please stand, you really deserve this recognition. Also with us is former CCC Director Bruce Saito, who not only had the brilliant sense to hire Dan, but also navigated the fiscal and political field to bring to the CCC the first center built from the ground up in nearly a decade. Bruce? I'd also like to acknowledge our CCC Foundation leadership, Adam Summers, Lynn Sadler, and Dan Savage. These partners go above and beyond to benefit our core members, and we're eternally grateful for their support. We also have some state partners with us, from Amanda Martin with the California Natural Resources Agency to Mike McGinnis and Victor Lopez from the Department of Finance, all of whom were instrumental into securing funding for this project. We also have our good friends from CAL FIRE, Chief Klinkenbeard, Chief Godden, and many others that ensure the CCC's core members get valuable mentorship and experience on the fire crews. Another valued supporter of the CCC, Congressman Jared Huffman, could not personally be here today, but Jez Anderson, his field representative, is here with us and to see what the benefits of the Conservation Corps movement can do for young adults in our community. There is no left or right when it comes to making sure our children get on a strong path. There's only success. And the Congressman has a presentation to make to John Button and the CCC Mendocino Center, so I'd like to invite Jez and John to the stage, please.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jez Anderson. I'm the field representative for Congressman Huffman here in Mendocino County, and I have the honor of presenting this certificate. I'm going to read it. Certificate of Special Congressional Recognition presented to California Conservation Corps Mendocino Center. Presented to honor the grand opening of the California Conservation Corps Mendocino Center in Willits, California. Established in 1976, for nearly 50 years, CCC has demonstrated an unwavering commitment to its mission of protecting and enhancing California's natural resources and communities while empowering and developing young adults through hard work and education. The CCC is the largest and longest running conservation corps in the nation. In keeping with their mission, the new Mendocino Center will house corpsmen and provide training opportunities to include culinary, veterans fisheries, wildland firefighting, and other natural resources work. Congratulations are well deserved on this momentous occasion.
With the support from the likes of Congressman Huffman, we are determined to deliver on the expectations made in that proclamation. Thank you. Also with us today is Mendocino County Supervisor for the 3rd District, home of the new CCC Mendocino Center, Mike Hashak. John, I am so sorry. All right. You must have been dealing with that all your life, and I'm sorry that you're still dealing with it into adulthood. And also Mendocino County Supervisor for the 1st District, where we operated for the past 40 years, Madeline Klein. From Willett City Council are Matthew Alanez, Bruce Burton, Gerardo Gonzalez, and Larry Stransky. Thank you very much to our much honored guests. Getting to this point, where we have a new center destined to serve and transform the lives of thousands of California's young adults, takes more than hard work. It takes collaboration, inspiration, and keeping grounded to who we are and where we come from. And that includes recognizing the tribal lands in and around where we are at this very moment. The Stanley sisters join us from the Sherwood Valley Band of Pomo Indians to share both knowledge and hope for what the site has been and could be.
Sintamana, Hintamata's Noho Kabida, Kamalel, Shabaldano Kai. What I said was good morning. We are natives from the Noyo River Indian community, the Kamalel tribe, which is north of the 10 Mile River, and Shabaldano Kai is Sherwood Valley. That is our traditional name, Shabaldano Kai. My sister's going to read our land acknowledgement that we use.
Okay, this is the unprecedented territory. Traditional territory of the local indigenous people, past and present. Tribal communities with cultural ties to the land depend on access to ancestral lands and sacred sites to maintain traditional ecological knowledge and continued lifeways. Knowledge about traditional homelands and our essential role as caretakers of the culture and land will enhance all tribal generations and our future. I'd like to say welcome. I'm proud to tell you our brother, Donald Stanley, from the Noyo River Indian Community and Sherwood Valley, was an original participant who graduated in the first class of the CCC. He was 18 years old. I remember our proud parents whose encouragement and support reinforced his work and interest in the environmental field. It makes me happy this program still exists and wish success for all current and future participants. Thank you.
Just as critical as the planning and construction is carrying the torch, the belief that this is worth the investment of time, money, resources, and quite frankly, the reputation of the state. That we do good things here and get it right when it comes to wildfires, climate change, community safety, and affordable housing. Senate President pro tempore Mike McGuire has stood and continues to stand with the CCC, recognizing and recounting and rushing to the front to defend and sometimes go on offense to make sure we can continue this life-changing work. Please welcome Senator McGuire.
Good morning. How the heck is everybody doing? It is wonderful to be in Willits. Let's give it up for Willits, everybody. Come on now, my goodness. Want to do a few acknowledgments. First and foremost, I want to say thank you so much to our senior deputy director for her incredible work. By the way, she just got married as well. Can we please give her a round of applause? Thank you so much. Thank you. To District Director Button, who is head of Mendocino Operations, thank you for all of your work. To the entire CCC team, past and present, I'm going to ask you to please stand. Let's give them a round of applause and say thank you for making this dream a reality. Thank you. Thank you. To all of the Corps members, to all the Corps members who are about a brighter future for the Golden State, we thank you for your commitment to this amazing organization. To our tribal leaders who led us in this land acknowledgement, thank you, and thank you for sharing the story of your brother. Can we please give them a round of applause? To Supervisor Haschak and Mulhern, thank you so much, Mo, for being here. Thank you so much, Supervisor Haschak, for your leadership. To Mayor Allman and to the entire Willits City Council, thank you. And Mayor, we are grateful for your lifetime dedication to Mendocino County. Also, as one of the best sheriffs in California history, thank you so much, Mr. Mayor. Thank you. To our superintendent of schools who is here today, Superintendent Glintzer, thank you for your commitment to the students of Mendocino County, and to President Karras of the college, thank you so much for your work. I gotta say, this is a big dang day for all of the North Coast in California. And I have to say, so incredibly proud to be here with each and every one of you, to be able to celebrate this major milestone for the California Conservation Corps at the home away from home for 80 hardworking Corps members here in beautiful Willits. As the longest running Conservation Corps in the country, when it was time to upgrade the CCC's Mendocino residential facility, and if you were to see the one in Ukiah, we needed that upgrade, the state was proud to be able to answer the call with nearly $76 million investment right here in the heart of Willits. And while the CCC has had a strong presence in Mendocino since 1988, this new residential center is going to help recruit young adults to join the CCC from every corner of the Golden State. And that means more boots on the ground when we need them most. More boots on the ground each morning to be able to work on trails, to be able to restore watersheds, to be able to create fire breaks, and to be able to improve state parks throughout the North Coast. With only 9 residential centers across California, it is a huge advantage, let me tell you, a huge advantage to offer members state-of-the-art turnkey facilities. And if you look around, isn't this heck yes? And we are going for the music, everybody. Hot damn. If you didn't know, this is a flash mob. Everyone's going to have to start dancing. Am I right? Hell yes, she said. All right. We're going to get Mike Haschak in it, too. So I'm kidding. Holy hell. But look, I got to tell you this. Investing in the Conservation Corps, it's investing in a brighter future for our entire state. Am I right? The work that the Corps members do don't always make the headlines, but it changes lives every day. Corps members are out in the field building trails, planting trees, hardening our communities from devastating wildfires and floods, which we have seen all too much of here on the North Coast. And I want to repeat this. The Corps members' work is more important than ever. And it's never easy, but it's the kind of work that matters. And I got to say, what inspires me most, and I don't mean to get a little emotional about it, is that while you're serving California, you're also investing in the foundation for your own future. You're proving that you can take on tough challenges and wake up the next day and do it again. Many Corps members come to the Corps looking for a fresh start in life or a new direction. And the Corps gives every member that exact chance. And you're doing that every day. You know, while California is the largest state in the union, the largest economy in the union, and I'd say the richest in natural beauty. It's also home to big challenges: wildfires, earthquakes, sea level rise. We are literally the most disaster-prone state in the United States of America. You got a disaster, come on over to California. But that's why we need to invest. And that's why we need to invest in the CCC. We've invested millions of ongoing dollars to be able to help CAL FIRE. And I want to say thank you to the women and men of CAL FIRE who are the heroes of this state. Can we please give them a round of applause? Thank you. The CCC teaches all of us that service isn't just a word. To them, it's action, it's hard work, and it's a way of life. So to every Corps member who is here today, we owe you two words: thank you. Thank you for the sweat, the long damn days, the determination, and the heart that you bring to the Golden State. You are making California stronger, showing all of us what it's like to be able to lead by example. And I think I can speak for all of us. I can't wait to see all the good things that are going to be coming from the Mendocino campus. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, loud and proud. They are right behind us. Can we give it up for the one, the only? Let's give it up for the core members and say thank you for their incredible commitment. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. It's only through the support from the governor, the legislature, and so importantly, from our community, that this new CCC Mendocino Center exists. Let's take a listen to some of the core members and their perspective on the program in this new center.
The brand new California Conservation Corps Mendocino Center.
Everything's new and shiny.
Being able to witness a transition from Ukiah and then coming into Willits is almost like saying goodbye to the old generation and welcoming anew.
The CCC in Mendocino County, it's a relationship going back four decades. May 27th, 1985, we are in the process of finalizing our negotiations for a 4.5-acre facility in Redwood Valley near Ukiah. By the 85-86 fiscal year, the Mendocino Center was off and running, one of nearly 50 CCC locations operating in March of 1986. Later that year, our presence in Mendocino County expanded with a satellite operation at Russian Gulch State Park. November 10th, 1986. Corps members will be spending half their time on state parks projects, the other half on conservation for local communities. By 1988, we'd long outgrown the 4.5-acre Redwood Valley site and began looking for a larger facility. And that's when we found a home in Ukiah. October 10th, 1988, Mendocino Center is moving to a new location at 2600 East Side Road in Ukiah. The Ukiah Daily Journal reported at the time, the Corps reached an agreement last week with the Mendocino County Office of Education for the property. Members of the CCC will construct the 12 cabins that will constitute the facility. Over the next 2 years, Corps members not only moved down Highway 101 to Ukiah, but began building up the new center, literally. Corps members and staff got to work building the first dozen cabins. These buildings would house hundreds, if not thousands, of young Californians who enrolled in the CCC over the next 30-plus years. February 4th, 1991. This week, the Mendocino Center in Ukiah will hold its grand opening. The center will proudly display a new computer lab and learning facility, state-of-the-art dorm cabins, landscaping and remodeling, all done by Corps members.
It's really nice. It's relaxing.
My favorite part about the center would definitely be our community.
You get that community aspect.
By the turn of the century, the center's name changed from Mendocino to Ukiah, and the number of cabins expanded. The project work, however, remained the same.
Ripley.
Salmon restoration projects.
When the rain comes, it fills up the creeks that we have pools of water for the salmon to spawn.
Maintaining hiking trails.
I like to think that we're giving the trail a makeover. That's how I see it.
Got it.
And wildland firefighting, to name a few.
The act of putting on the Nomex, you're like getting into that headspace. You definitely start feeling like the adrenaline start pumping.
After 30-plus years in Ukiah, a new and improved facility was needed. And so we began looking for a new home and found it up the road in Willits. Construction began in earnest in 2022. From the ground emerged what you see today, a new home with a familiar name.
I think everyone's excited. There's a lot of curiosity of what this new center is going to look like.
And driving right past it every day, it was really cool to be like, oh, that's the new center. That's the new center. Wonder when we're going to move in.
What does it look like? You know, where crews are going to be placed? How big is the new center?
And we'd see progress. I remember seeing when all of these paved roads were just dirt. It was really cool seeing that progress. And being here, it feels real now.
The history of the CCC in Mendocino County is longstanding. The chapter of the new CCC Mendocino Center is just beginning.
All right. And you all know it takes two, the Senate and the Assembly, to push for the changes that make California the amazing state that it is. At the California Conservation Corps, we're thankful for the support from Assemblymember Chris Rogers that helps position our program to be one that is called on across the country when there's an emergency, that delivers consultation and guidance around the globe where other countries are starting up their corps, that give the CCC the resources to help nearly 3,000 young adults every year to get on a path that leads to meaningful careers, often focused on undoing what climate change has done. Please welcome Assemblymember Chris Rogers.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. I am so proud to be here. I've had an opportunity over the last few years to go out a number of times with core members to work on key projects in our community. And I think you all will agree with me that there are few organizations that better represent the self-determination and grit of Mendocino County and the North Coast than the Corps. I think we need to give them another big round of applause. Since 1976, the California Conservation Corps has trained more than 125,000 members of our community to give back, to make a difference locally, and to help build this state. They have put in more than 84 million hours in sweat equity and elbow grease. And I think it's safe to say that California would not be the Golden State if it were not for programs like this one, working in our local communities to make conservation a priority, to make safety a priority, and we are better served in California because of CCC. And I think there are no organizations that better meet the call from President Kennedy about not to ask what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Because we have seen core members here on the North Coast that have worked in culinary and emergency response, habitat restoration, resource conservation, trails, veteran fisheries, and we're really excited about the fishery program here in Mendocino County. And there is no better opportunity for those folks to grow and learn. And those core members that start this program will come out able to get a job with CAL FIRE, the U.S. Forest Service, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Department of Water Resources, or working on local programs here in the county and in our city here in Willits. It is a fantastic investment from the state of California in the North Coast to be able to partner with folks to turn out and build a community that is able to deliver for our public. And I am just so proud to be here and really excited to work with Sloan and John in the years to come and to get out there, swing an axe, pick up a saw and work with these core members to make our community more resilient. Thank you for having me today.
Is it good afternoon time yet? Close to it? Almost, 2 minutes. My name is Gary Whitehouse, and I am the Region 1 Deputy Director overseeing our North Coast operations. I got the opportunity this morning before we got settled to talk to our Willits Mayor, Mayor Allman, and we're just so excited to have him come up here, talk about the local community impact that we're going to have, and just have such a fierce and great advocate in our local community here in Willits. Mayor Allman.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for being here. For those of us who have been in Willits for a while, we've seen many, many big things in our town. We have one of the best fire stations in the county. We have a premier hospital across the street. We work hard together. I've been lucky enough to be involved with many nonprofit organizations. And while the Senator and Assemblyman have spoken about the emergency response by the three C's and the salmon and so forth, let me talk to you about what it's like to be in a community with three C's. When Rotary has a fundraiser to raise money to help the therapy for disabled kids, the three C's are there to help serve in the evening, to help pick up litter, to make things better. When we have a disaster here and CAL FIRE has overtaken the places they need to overtake, we know that it would be tough for you to do it without the three C's given the support that has to happen. And what I'm asking you is, when you're in our community and you're at one of these fundraisers, you're at the county fair or you're at an event and you see these wonderful people with the khaki shirts and brown pants, please stop and say thank you very much. They're doing it for their own community service. They're usually not even getting paid in the evening. They're doing it because of 3C's request, get involved with your community. So please thank these people. But now, to the core people, let me say this. Welcome to your new home. You are part of Willits. We're very proud in Willits. Thank you. We have things that maybe other small towns don't have. Like I said, we have an incredible hospital. We have an incredible skate park. We have incredible baseball fields. We have incredible soccer fields. You are going to love living in Willits. So to the core women, thank you very much for being here. So I know you've heard great proclamations from our congressman. You've heard a senator and assemblyman, but you haven't lived until you've had a small town mayor give a proclamation, okay? So check this off your bucket list. Whereas the California Conservation Corps has established a presence in our community dedicated to protecting and enhancing California's natural resources and communities while empowering and developing young people, that's you, through hard work and education, whereas the 3C's commitment to conservation, resource management, and community development will greatly benefit our local community and the residents of Willits and the North County, whereas the City of Willits recognizes the dedication and hard work that all of the 3C Corps members contribute to these vital efforts, so now therefore I, Tom Allman, Mayor of the City of Willits, do hereby proclaim our warm welcome to the California Conservation Corps and pledge our support to their valuable work in our community. In witness whereas, I hereby attach my seal to this from the City of Willits on this 26th day of September 2025. Core people, welcome to Willits. We're glad of your new home. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you very much.
Good morning. My name is Jesse. I'm 19. I grew up in Hawaii, and I moved to Chico about 3 years ago. I graduated from Pleasant Valley High School in Chico, and I knew that I really wanted to get into a field of forestry or into the fire service, but I didn't want to go to college, and I had no idea how to proceed. My mom eventually found out about this program through the internet, and I did as much research as I could, and I decided this was something that I wanted to do. And eventually I enrolled. I'm glad I did. I enrolled in September 2024 at the Ukiah Center while I was still 18. I really liked the Ukiah Center, or in Ukiah, the town, but I love Willits. This town, the tight-knit community, has been so welcoming. And I love the natural environment, the scenery, everything about it. I really like this center as well. I feel like places like our music room, our gym, our volleyball, basketball courts help promote such a good community with all of the core members. And then on the work side of the things, our tool bay and our warehouse over there make that just run super smooth. It's amazing. What I like most since I moved here in July was all of the people that I've been able to meet through this program. I've made some of my best friends that I've had in my entire life because of the community that this program creates. Thank you, thank you. Not done, one moment. What I appreciate most, or what I've gained the most from this program, is leadership skills. Before the CCC, I had no idea what leadership meant, what it meant to be a lead, or how to even go about that. It wasn't something that I even knew that I would be interested in. But through my experience, and eventually after I went to the Palisades watershed emergency down in LA, I learned that my style of leadership is about leading by example and motivating others to put their best work in for themselves and for the purpose of what our work is for. The Palisades fire was a struggle. Not seeing your family after, and then days of day, almost a full month of just putting in silt walks, silt socks, and straw wattles, sleeping in a tent on the sand, and eventually sleeping in sleeper trailers where your whole crew is probably within 20 feet of each other, stacked three high in bunk beds. It was a struggle. But then throughout the time on emergency, looking at the surreal scenery of just mile after mile of burnt homes and understanding how that affected people, mostly people, but then how it affected the environment as well, it helped to cement the purpose of the work that we were doing there and helped to motivate me and my crew. It was hard, but you needed to keep the right mindset for me and my crew. It was about managing, motivating, and in the end, just getting it done, understanding the purpose of our work. My experience in the seas, doing all the different work that I've done, I started on trails, and eventually I got through doing fuel reduction, defensible space, a little bit of SRP here and there, and then eventually, after about 8 months, I was able to get onto the fire crew. And my experience on fire crew, hiking, doing line cuts, prescribed burns, fighting fire, has helped me decide that fire is something that I want to do as a career. On my way to that career path, I really want to keep using the C's and any experience I can to develop more leadership skills. I was able to earn my green hat about a month or two ago. I'm a tool specialist, so I get to maintain, count tools, keep track of all the tools that our crew uses. But then the thing that's amazing to me is I get to train other corps members on how to properly use tools like a Pulaski, a McLeod, or any of the other assortment of tools that we use in our work to help them safely and efficiently get the job done. Finally, the CCC has made a huge difference in my life. I don't know where I would have gone or what I would have done without this program, and I can't wait to start my career where through firefighting, I'll be able to accomplish my goals and help other people at the same time. That's all. Thank you.
Jesse was so quick, I couldn't actually introduce him up here, but... For those of you all who don't know, our green hat represents the hard work they're putting in for a promotional opportunity. So Jesse has earned that kind of specialist promotion through the leadership of our staff here at the Mendocino Center. This is the best part. So we have one more core member speech, and then John's going to close it up. But it was really important, we felt, for you all to hear from our core members their perspective, not only the work and what it means to the community, but what this brand new center means to them as far as valuing the work that they're doing. So our second speaker from our culinary program is going to be Cara Powers.
Hi, I'm Cara Bauer. I'm from Modesto, California, Central Valley. I graduated high school in Modesto, lived in Modesto most of my life. I've been with the C's now since February 2024, so I've been here for about a year and 8 months. And so before getting here, you know, I went to junior college for a little while. It wasn't really working out that well. I was kind of feeling lost. And so I knew I wanted to do some culinary, so I started working at Round Table. And I was just feeling really lost, didn't really know where to go. And my friend and my family kept on telling me about the C's. And, you know, I did some digging on it, and I finally decided, you know what, let's do it. They have a culinary program, and I want to try it. And honestly, I was just feeling really stuck, and I just wanted to get somewhere new and have new experiences, meet new people. When I got here in February, it was during the rainy season, having a lot of really hard rain, and when I got to the Ukiah Center, the power was out. So show up, and it's all dark, and nobody's out, and it's all rainy. I'm like, oh, okay, what did I do? You know? When I got into my cabin, I was like, all right, I actually did this. I moved, and now I'm doing this. So Ukiah Kitchen, it was a smaller kitchen, very, very small space, limited tools and resources, but the kitchen has been a really good experience for me, and the C's has really helped me figure out what I want to do. I found my passion for baking, and that's something that I want to keep pursuing. In the old center, we could only really make so much in different kinds of food with the limited resources we had. This kitchen especially opens up so many new opportunities for cooking, baking. For example, at the old center, we would do like ramen night, and it used to be a pain in the butt because we'd only have one pot that had water in it that we'd have to keep on taking, like, put ramen in, take it out, put ramen in, take it out, put ramen in, take it out, because we just didn't have the space. But now we got new equipment, and we could just do it real fast, and it's real streamlined. So, yeah. And again, I've really found my passion for baking, and that's what I want to pursue as a career. And I just would also like to thank person who helped me through this, Lori Dorholt, my supervisor. She's incredible. She has really helped me so much. And I think the thing that made me fall in love with baking is just hearing people say that they enjoyed what I made. Hearing somebody say, that was really good, thank you so much. I had a core member one time who came up to me and said that, you know, what I made reminded them of their mother's baking. And that meant a lot to me because whether somebody's having a bad day, bad week, bad month, I want to be able to give them just a little bit of reprieve. They can come in, enjoy some good food, and hearing that just for a minute that I made their day a bit better it really does mean something to me. I found my career that I want to pursue after the C's. I'm looking to go to culinary school and become a proper baker. The C's is such a great jumping off platform to future careers. It's really helped me found who I am. So.
All right, can you please add another hand for Cara and Jesse, please? Thank you. I want to go off script here for a minute. Is Johnny Calkins in the audience? Johnny, hey. So Johnny Calkins was my C1, my crew supervisor back in 1996 when I was a core member at the Del Norte Center. And so he came here today from Humboldt County. Bobby Zanowski, who's one of the backcountry staff, brought him down. So I want to acknowledge Johnny. Johnny, thank you. I want to thank all the core members here that served over the past years, months here to make us make the move. You know, it was a challenging move, and we're still sorting out all the bugs, but I want to thank all the core members and staff who made it possible to move up here. It wasn't easy, and we're here now, so we're settling. So we're going to go ahead and move to the ribbon cutting shortly here. But first, we're going to see a video because there are going to be shout-outs from all the centers throughout the state from the staff and core members who are unable to be here. So...
From the Legislative and External Affairs team, congrats, Mendocino Center.
Here's to many years of community collaboration and great work.
Congratulations, Ukiah Mendocino!
Go! Woo! Hey.
Congratulations, Mendocino, on the opening of your new center. Inland Empire wishes you great success, and may your new place bring growth, opportunities, and have a positive impact on our core members for many years to come. Congratulations.
You take care of the core members and the environment.
We'll take care of the money.
We got you, Mendocino!
Congratulations on the county!
On behalf of Core Member Services
and Program Development
and the Staff Training Unit
and Core Member Development,
we want to wish our family at the Mendocino Center
congratulations.
On behalf of the Wilderness and Watersheds Restoration District, we would like to say,
congratulations, Mendocino!
Congratulations, Mendocino Center!
From the Emergency and Environmental Programs Unit.
Woo!
Congratulations, Mendocino Center! From the recruitment team!
Congratulations, Mendocino Center!
From ISS!
Hey, Mendocino Center.
Talent Acquisition
wishes you
a big congratulations
on your new center.
Woo!
From all of us at the legal unit at the CCC, congratulations to you at the Mendocino Center on your new center. Can't wait to work with you all.
I'm Mendocino Center Karen, Carrie,
Kim
from the EEO office. Just wanted to say congratulations on the new center. And we can't wait to come visit and see it in person.
Enjoy your new space.
Is Mendocino Center here?
They are now!
Congratulations from HR!
Woo!
Congratulations, Mendocino Center, on your grand opening from the Norwalk Center.
Hi, we're the California Conservation Corps Vista Center, and we want to congratulate Mendocino on their opening.
From Inland Empire,
welcome, Mendocino!
Congratulations, Mendocino, for running!
Congratulations, Mendocino!
Congratulations, Mendocino!
From everybody at San Diego CC Center, we welcome you to Mendocino Center.
Woo!
Congratulations, Mendocino Center, from all of us here in Camarillo. You've got a beautiful center and you're going to do great things.
Woo!
Welcome, Mendocino!
From Global Core in Japan,
As you all can see, we have a very huge, incredible, passionate, wonderful, tightly knit CCC family. So really appreciate the welcome and appreciation from the whole team across the state. And all of you here today, you're part of the family now too. Thank you so much for being here and joining us as we cut the ribbon and break in our new center. So for the ribbon cutting, I'd like to invite our speakers and VIPs to join me here in the back for the ribbon cutting ceremony. And I'll hand it over to Chris for other announcements.
All right, well, we have the speakers and VIPs walking to partake in the ribbon cutting. We also invite all of you, our guests, if you would like to be in the photo and in the ribbon cutting, we will have room for you behind them. So you're welcome to make your way here.
You're also welcome to stay in your chairs and in the shade if you would like. But anybody who wants to join, we want all of our core members, though, and Mendocino Center staff also to come and partake in the photo. And we're just going to do it right here. And then once we do the ribbon cutting, we will open things up to some snacks and beverages inside the multi-purpose building, and we'll begin tours of the facility. So we're going to do the ribbon cutting. And we'll give everybody a few minutes to get over here, because I know it's switching places.
And then we can fill in. And the core members will come up, and we'll have you hold the logos.
We should do a countdown.
All right, so
everybody, we're going to do a countdown, okay? We're going to start from 10. Everybody ready to go?
Yeah!
Core members, you ready to go?
Yeah!
All right, here we go, ready? 10, 9, 8,